How agriculture helped a former Soviet country with national security. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. To illustrate the connection between food and agriculture and national security, Mississippi National Guard Lieutenant General Brandon Haney told a story at the recent Mississippi State University symposium on the subject. Haney says Uzbekistan had no military after the early 1990s breakup of the Soviet Union, and the Uzbeks were interested in the National Guard and Reserve model in the U.S., so he and some Guard troops paid a visit.
We start a military exchange. We show them how the reserve works, how the National Guard works, what that structure is like. And one thing we started finding out was we had a lot of soldiers that also farm. And so the conversation started. And guess what Uzbekistan's largest producer of for their country? Cotton. Guess what Mississippi has in common? Cotton. So now you got cotton farmers talking across, and apparently it's an international language. And that's how we were able to start linking up.
Haney says there was a bonding over agriculture.
And this is what we call like a soft power. When the military walks in, I walk in this uniform, it changes the dynamic of a room. You bring in farmers, agricultural, academia, it's really what we call a soft power. It's easy, communication starts happening, no one's on their guard. And what's even better than that, the surrounding nations that you're working with are not placed on guard.
More on that symposium tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.